no more. I got the horses in the bag, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the boosters black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Tractor, lean all in my blood. Cheated on my baby, you can go and ask it. My life is a movie, bull riding in boots. Cowboy hat from Gucci, Wrangler on my booty. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
You can't tell me nothing.
Can't nobody tell me nothing.
You can't tell me nothing.
What's up, DJ Fresh the Big Dog, and you're checking out UJFM 95.4.
Whoa, whoa. That's what I'm talking about!
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
New rules to remove the public protector and other Chapter 9 hits, and SA's festive spending set to increase by 24%.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
For UJFM News on the UJFM Breakfast, good morning. I am Michelle Mokale. Parliament has new rules in place to govern the removal of the public protector as well as heads of other Chapter 9 institutions. A gap in the rules was identified after the DA called for a parliamentary inquiry into the fitness of public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane's fitness to hold office after several damning judgments against her. Instead of focusing only on the removal of the public protector, it was decided to deal with the procedure to remove any head of any institution meant to support democracy, and now those rules are in place. The head of Chapter 9 institutions such as the Public Protector could be removed on the grounds of misconduct, incompetence or incapacity. ANC Deputy Chief Web Doris Dlakude.
Importantly, the rules rest on the principles of fairness and due process. They define the grounds for removal. They provide for a four-stage procedure derived in part from the procedures developed for the removal of the president.
Eskom has pleaded with the South African Local Government Association and the country's municipalities to settle the electricity debt. The utilities debt has escalated by over 20 billion rand in just over a few years. Officials from Eskom, SALGA and the Department of Cooperative Government briefed Parliament's Standing Committee on Public Accounts. Eskom Chairperson Jabu Mabuza.
As at October, it's 26 billion. What's more worrisome, Chair, between March 2019 and September 2019, this debt has gone up by another 6 billion. If one looks at this trend line, by the end of the financial year, this debt would be at 30 billion.
And finally, research by short-term lender Wonga indicates the country's festive spending is set to increase by 24%. South Africans will each spend on average six rand 50 cents in festive expenses over and above their usual budget. This is 880 more than they spent last year on festivities. Wonga's research also reveals 60% of people expect to spend more this year.